With the presidential primary fight now moving to New York, Republican voters who know Donald Trump best will be making their choice. But his long history of business deals could cause a problem for him. WNYC's Janet Babin reports that history includes four bankruptcies that lost billions of dollars for banks, bondholders, and small business people.
One of Donald Trump's marquee selling points to the American people is his deal-making genius.
That's what I could do for the country. We owe $19 trillion. Boy, am I good at solving debt problems. Nobody can solve it like me.
Decades ago, Trump co-authored a book about his business prowess called The Art of the Deal. But soon after the ink was dry on the book, Trump's three hotel casinos in Atlantic City started to go bankrupt.
Hundreds of companies I've opened. I've used it three times, maybe four times. Came out great, but I guess I'm supposed to come out great.
But these casino projects were some of the priciest, high-profile deals of Trump's career, involving billions. And the people who lent him money or provided goods and services for the casinos lost big. And the chief architect, the decider of these soured projects, was Donald Trump himself.
This guy shot a hole in his own boat in a big way.
That's Pat Sullivan. In the late 1980s, he was a young attorney at Jones Day. The law firm successfully sued Donald Trump in a complicated bankruptcy case. The point of the case was to get Trump to settle, in other words, to pay some of the money that he owed to these bondholders. Sullivan says the team did this by threatening to float bonds that they named Trump Futures. Now, these bonds were to be sold on the open market, and they would represent a piece of their bankruptcy lawsuit against Donald Trump.
So it's the device that, along with the bankruptcy code, which was relatively new at that point.
The bond values would then go up or down based on whether Trump had any money to settle these claims.
What we thought was it would create leverage in the negotiations with Trump. We would use the Trump brand against him. And we thought once the shares were public and widely dispersed, it'd be harder for him to settle so that he would want to sell before they were issued.
Sullivan and his colleagues were right. Trump settled, though the creditors didn't get much because Sullivan says Trump didn't have much money by then. Still, this settlement was part of a chain of failed Trump deals that eventually brought him to his financial knees. The most egregious of Trump's bankruptcies involved the Taj Mahal.
Donald Trump gave Michael Jackson a personal tour of his $1.2 billion extravaganza. And we were there every step of the way.
Trump took over construction of the hotel and casino in what appeared to be this sweetheart deal from actor Merv Griffin. But actually, Griffin, it turned out, owed a lot of debt on the casino himself. Trump spent $1 billion to open the Taj and financed it with huge loans at high interest rates. Plus, when it did open, it then had to compete with Trump's two other hotels and casinos and a bunch of others on the boardwalk. About a year after opening, the Taj filed for bankruptcy, reportedly owing nearly $3 billion to creditors. And Sullivan says it's not like Trump learned from this mistake. It happened three times in Atlantic City and once at the Plaza Hotel in New York.
Basically, his playbook is the same. His drug of choice is leverage. He just piles debt on.
While Trump points out he never filed for personal bankruptcy, Sullivan says Trump did have to sell his yacht, his airline, and surrendered control of his checkbook to creditors. In 1989, investigative journalist Wayne Barrett had started writing a book called Trump, The Deals and the Downfall.
I signed the book in 89, and it comes out at the end of 91. When I signed the book, he was the king of the hill. I mean, he was one of the most prominent businessmen in America. He collapsed during the period of time that I was writing and reporting the book.
Barrett says Trump's drastically fast descent was marked by a profound recklessness. He remembers Trump testifying in front of a New Jersey regulatory body called the Casino Control Commission, saying he wouldn't need high-risk so-called junk bonds to finance his new casino.
He completely misrepresented under oath that he could get traditional bank financing for the Taj in order to get them to approve the deal. And then he went out and bought junk bonds. At that hearing, he said, you know what junk bonds are? They're junk. I'm the guy who doesn't have to do junk bonds. And then he did junk bonds.
Trump has his own version of events. In a debate broadcast by Fox News, Trump insisted that he got out of Atlantic City before it cratered and that his bankruptcies didn't cause any harm.
First of all, these lenders aren't babies. These are total killers. These are not the nice, sweet little people that you think, okay?
That's a guinea head you see flying up on the roof. We got blueberries, well, just all kinds of stuff.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Mike Diehl is showing my colleague Matt Katz around his New Jersey farm. Diehl ran Freehold Pianos for decades before turning it over to his son and grandkids. He provided Trump's casino at the time with $100,000 worth of pianos.
Most of the conference room would have a piano. When you walked into Taj Mahal, you saw a nice big player grand piano.
Diehl got a letter from the Taj saying he'd have to accept less money for his pianos or possibly get nothing in a lengthy bankruptcy case. In 50 years in the musical instrument business, Diehl says this had never happened to him before.
Usually in the piano business, the people you're doing business with have money, and it's the type of item that you don't expect to get stuck on.
This time, though, Diehl did get stuck. He had to settle with Trump's casino for 70% of his bill. At one point, Diehl even tried to get the pianos back.
I called the Taj Mahal, and I told him that there was a recall on the player piano, and I have to pick it up and get it fixed. The fellow at the other end of the line laughed at me, so I said, I guess that's not going to work. So
he laughs about it now, but Diehl says it took him years to recoup his losses. And there are hundreds of stories from people like Diehl who had to take pennies on the dollar for their work. Roofers, plumbers, and others named in court documents. And bondholders like Lillian Smith. The Press of Atlantic City reports she and her husband lost $91,000 from a retirement account. But perhaps the biggest loser in these bankruptcies was Donald Trump.
When you think about it, he hasn't built anything since I wrote about him.
Again, here's investigative journalist Wayne Barrett.
You know, he puts his name on projects. He has a piece of this or a piece of that. He maybe, you know, plays some advisory construction role. That's the closest he gets to actually still being a builder.
You can't do construction projects if lenders don't trust you enough to lend you money. Since these bankruptcies, Trump's business deals don't come close in size or dollar amounts to the casino projects. And according to his financial statements released to the Federal Election Commission, most institutions lending Trump money these days are much smaller than the big banks that bet on his now bankrupt deals. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.